Call Joe and McKenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
And hey, by all means, if you need to be anonymous for this one, you certainly can. We just, bottom line, need to hear from you. Obviously, we've all heard of like sugar daddies and sugar babies, but now they're kind of calling it compensated dating. And they're saying the sugar daddy relationships aren't always about hooking up. They studied 48 current and former sugar babies in America and found that there are 7 types of sugar daddy relationships. What? 7?
Complicated. There's levels, Joe. And some of these girls are saying, hey, like, I get paid $500 a date. And I've been offered money to go on a date with someone. I think that's so weird.
How much were you offered?
$500.
Oh, that's it?
For dinner?
You're worth way more than $500.
Exactly, right? No, but I would never. I mean, I would never. That's crazy.
Does that $500 mean that you guys have to flip pancakes?
Ew.
Don't you me. I'm asking what they're expecting.
$500? Are you kidding me?
I am asking what the person was proposing, not what you would go for.
No, it was like, hey, can I take you to dinner and buy you roses, and I'll give you $500.
Oh, my God. I would be all over that. Oh, my gosh.
No.
All right.
Are you kidding me?
I want to hear about you if you are a sugar baby, or maybe you're a sugar daddy, and here's my thing, I guess. I can't believe that any man would have that kind of relationship without hooking up. When you brought this up, and I'm like, there's no way, McKenzie.
See, I think the end game, obviously, these dudes clearly want to hook up. And they always tell the story of the old bull. Have you heard that?
No. like bull with horns? Or like a bowl that you eat out of.
They just take their time and they work their magic and like all those things.
Oh. I'm thinking the old cow.
Yeah. I mean, I get the allure to, a female that's like, okay, it's the lifestyle. I get it. I mean, do you, boo, whatever you want to do, but it's just not for everybody.
Okay. 833-563-2539. Once again, if you call in, you could totally be anonymous or give us your real name. I'm cool with either one of those. Let's go to producer Porkchop real quick. Wait, you've been a sugar baby?
No. For the record, I just want to say that I am not a sugar daddy, and I do not have sugar babies. I go for, because I know you guys probably think I like to date younger.
No.
So,
you still have the money.
Here's the thing. Yeah, you need to have money in order to be.
I mean, you kind of fill out the profile. Daddy. You just don't have the money part of it.
So, this is the allure, though. Okay, so I dated a gentleman that had a lot of money, but that wasn't the thing that was attracting me to him. It was that I like the swag, I like the confidence, I like a businessman. Obviously, you're super smart and successful to acquire that amount of wealth, so I think that is the allure of that. But I'm just like, not that girl. I mean, and that's hard too when you walk places. If he happens to be older, people are like, oh, that guy's clearly got a ton of money.
Yeah, no kidding. But I feel like when you have a ton of money, though, I could be wrong because I don't. I feel like you have swagger. You could be the fuggliest dude in the world, but you got that money.
This guy's very, very handsome. That wasn't the deal. But Chloe Money, our intern, was saying that on her campus, the youngins they go on sites and stuff, and they're have date dudes to help pay their tuition.
All right, hold on, Chloe. Please explain how this works.
So a lot of these girls, like, they talk about it all the time. No one's ashamed about it. They'll go on websites and they'll go on dates with guys, or they'll sell like feet pictures to people, like foot pictures.
We've had people with Liv. We've had people ask Liv for foot videos
all the time. There's always the feet people come out. Like, they'll be, I'll post a picture. They're like, but Kins, what color is the pedicure?
But why don't either one of you do it? Why won't you do that for money? Liv wouldn't do it.
That's so weird, because then you open the floodgates for the creeps.
But people get to see your toes for free if you're on the beach or at the pool. Make some money, honey.
Joe,
let me be your manager.
You would be the biggest, like, sleut if you were.
Oh, my God,
yes. The opportunity.
If I was Porkchop, I would be a big sleut. If I was you or Liv, I'd be pregnant by now. I mean, the possibilities are endless if I was in anybody else's body besides my own. All right, 833-563-2539. Billiam, what's going on? What you want to say?
Hi, good morning. I've been a compensated dating member for about 7 months.
You've been a compensated dating member. So are you the one getting compensated?
I am compensated. I went to a bar about 9 months ago. I ran into this lady, had a very lovely conversation. She's in her 70s. And the second time that I seen her, she was like, hey, I meant to pay for your drinks last time you were here. She goes, I'm going to pay for your drinks tonight. I was like, oh, that's okay. I'm great. I've got this. She's like, no. She's like, I enjoyed our time, our conversation. So now about once a month for $2,500.
Wow.
I take her out on a Saturday. We spend from 8 a.m. to about 10 p.m. together. And she pays me in cash, gives me her credit cards, gives me cash to spend while we're out, so that way it looks like I'm paying for everything and that I'm not being some weirdo.
Is there any hanky-panky going on?
Not at the moment, but I think she wants it. She hasn't said anything, but it's just, you know, you can feel it.
Will you cut it off at that point? Will you say, okay, I think I got to bounce?
No, I'm a man. I have more standings and values, and if I've been dating this woman for 7 months, not once a month, I think she deserves it.
Billiam, I'd make her sign a waiver. What if it kills her?
That'd be the best way to go out, that you would rock her world permanently.
Not necessarily that I would do that permanently, but I wouldn't make her sign a waiver. She seems to be in very good health.
All right, well, okay. Billiam, I am once again jealous. I mean, I'm married, but I'm saying, like, where is this when I was a single dude? You know what I mean?
I mean, $2,500 for one date a month. Okay, now it's like, okay, I'm doing some calculations.
All right, so that's one guy. But ladies, intern Chloe brought it up here, but can we actually hear from you? You can be anonymous if need be. 833-563-2539. You learn something new every day. Isn't that a part of growing up and being a person?
Absolutely.
And today I was 8 years old when I learned about compensated dating.
You took that from me, didn't you?
I did.
It's today, years old. I learn things all the time. Yes, so we've all heard of sugar daddies, sugar babies, and the new term is compensated dating. So it's more like a business arrangement where you're compensated for spending time with someone.
All right, let's hear from you. You can be anonymous if need be, or we can change your name. It doesn't matter. 833-563-2539. We'll go to Maddie this morning. Maddie, can you tell us about this?
Yes. So my best friend has actually been going on speaking arrangements through an app on her phone for a few weeks now. And she's currently in the works of talking with a guy. And I think for like $4,000 a month. Now, mind you, this one includes hooking up. So then she's actually been going on dates with this other guy who apparently has a wife and kids at home, and they are just not compatible. And so he literally wants to just, take her out to dinner and I think maybe pay her a few hundred. I'm not exactly sure on that yet, but there's no hooking up involved, and she'd just be going on dates.
Now, with a married guy who has a family at home.
Yes. And the weirdest thing is she had FaceTimed his wife, and they, like, talked about it to make sure it was okay.
What?
Now, here's what surprises
me. That's crazy.
I know I can't represent every guy, but I assume more often than not, most men would probably cheat on their wife or their significant other for the physical part, the flipping pancake side, and not the emotional unavailability part. But I guess it sounds a little different.
That's what I was saying. And, I mean, from your guys' point earlier, it kind of seems like he might be playing the long game here. I'm not too sure.
Wow. All right. Hey, Maddie, thank you for calling in this morning. Now, is that really Maddie or a friend?
Well, this goes to show, I mean, there's a fine line, obviously morals, 100%. This is very shallow. And then it's like, when does it become prostitution? Are you going out with someone and you're getting paid for it if you're spending the night with them and they're paying you?
Ellie, good morning. You are on Joan McKenzie. What did you want to say about, what is this called, McKenzie?
Compensated dating.
Still getting used to that term.
Newness.
What do you want to say?
Okay, so my friend has actually used speaking arrangement also, but he used it for somebody that was actually a guy. You can use it for women or men, and he used it as a guy, and this guy that he met up with just wanted a friend to, like, hang out with, go get drinks with, and he paid him for it.
Wait. So, okay, me, I could have, like, another dude hang out with me, not sexually, because I'm not really, you know, feeling that,
yes.
But I could have a guy pay me. How much does he make?
I think he made about $400 just for going out to a bar and just having drinks for like an hour.
Okay, $400.
This is like Joe's dream.
I might hook up for $400. I'm just throwing that out there.
That reminds me of the movie I Love You, Man, when Paul Rudd just needs friends.
Pork chop. Dude, you should get on there, man. I mean, I know you got a guy right now. You should put that on hold, make some money, save up the stuff, then get back together with your guy.
Nah, I'm good.
Pass.
Nobody on the show
Hard
listens
pass.
To logic when it comes to making money. Anonymous, hey, thank you for calling in. Anonymous, tell us your story.
So I actually am a sugar baby, and I met my daddy off of seeking arrangements about 3.5 months ago. and we never set up for him to give me monthly payments or weekly payments. It has been just whenever I need money or want something, he will take me out or send me money. I have actually only seen him maybe about 5 times since I met him, and he has given me about $7,000, and today we are actually going out when we get off of work because he is going to buy me a car.
Whoa!
It worked out pretty well. And you don't always have to do anything with him. I have messed with him, but only once.
Can I ask, like, how was it? What's the age gap between you guys?
He is 10 years older than me.
Okay, well, that's not bad. I mean, that's not a lot.
Yeah, it's really close. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, how was it?
It's not too bad. It wasn't too bad. It's not, like, it wasn't what I wanted exactly, but you got to give back a little bit sometimes.
Okay, so let's get to that. What kind of car are you going to get today?
Originally, I was talking about getting a Jeep. Today, we're just going to go and look, and when I find the one I want, that's where I go.
Is it weird, though, when you ask him for money, are you pretty blunt with it, like, hey, I need this, or is it awkward at that point? Because what if he's falling in love with you?
Well, when I first started, I felt really bad, like guilty for asking him for money. But then after a while, it was just kind of a regular thing. Like, it didn't matter.
Got it.
Well, hey, if you do go get a Jeep today, like, I was test driving a while at Champion Crusher Jeep Dodge Ram. I don't know how they do with, like, Sugar Baby discounts, but just mention me or the show. Maybe they'll give you a bit of a deal.
Are you in Houston or Indy?
I'm in Indy.
Oh, definitely go to Andy Moore Automotive Group.
Hey.
Yeah. Andy Moore. I do their commercials.
Either one would be good, but either one.
Yes. Well, hey, keep us posted on how this relationship goes. It's a very interesting thing that's actually very prevalent these days.
Pork chop, $7,000. She hasn't even done anything hardly.
It's all right.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
This is killing Joe because he loves making money.
Brianna, good morning. Can you share some money? Now, what's your story?
So I've actually been doing the Sugar Baby thing since the end of 2015. And let's just say it's been super profitable for me. So, there's horns going by. So currently I've got 3 daddies that I'm juggling, but these 3 are strictly dinner dates. So, like, this evening I have a dinner date scheduled, so automatically I get $200 just for dinner. And then, typically speaking, I'll get anywhere from $300 to $500 worth of shopping.
Now, is there ever a time when you're just like, what am I doing with my life?
Oh, no way, girl. Like, I like making
She's
money.
Living
so
it.
Initially, when I started it, I was like, hey, I kind of need a second job, but, like, why not sit across from a wealthy guy and make, like, $200? Like, you do the math. Like, you know, I could be working 20 hours in retail and make $200, or I could sit there for an hour
She's
and
a
make
business
$200.
Woman. I love it. I mean, she really is a businesswoman, but did they ever come on to you and you have to be like, ugh, like, I don't want to kiss you?
Well, so since I've been doing it for so long, there have been relationships where I've been flipping pancakes, but it was only with guys that I wanted to do it with. So, like, you know, I found them, like, attractive, or, you know, there was just, like, a really good vibe with each other.
Brianna.
So, I mean, it's completely my choice.
Brianna, question for you as we wrap up, and thank you for sharing that.
Yes.
I'm so glad you're making all these people happy. Can you talk to your sugar baby or daddies or whatever they are and ask them if they know, like, any sugar mamas? Because I think if I talk to Lindsay, not sexual, but I feel like this is a good way for us to make money. We got debt to pay off. We got student loans.
Joe, I'm sorry. You are not the sugar baby. You're not going to be a sugar baby.
Oh, what does that even mean?
This is like Joe's dream.
You need to find yourself a cougar.
Well, then I'd have to leave my wife. This got awkward. Hey, no, thank you, Brianna. That is so interesting today. Thank you for all the calls. To hear the side of, like, it sounds like fantasy, but it's totally reality.
It's so real. I mean, we had tons of calls we didn't even get to. Maybe you could find a coug who just wants you to, like, tickle her toes.
I would tickle toes for money.
He would do it for probably, like, $20.
I was going to say 15, but 20 sounds good, too. All right, hey, we got something for free. You just got to win the Name 5 and 10 game. We got your chance to win Maleficent, Mistress of Evil movie passes. Call now to play, 833-563-2539. Now, if you're a cougar that wants your toes licked, Joe Pesh Radio, you can send me a DM, as long as Lindsay approves.
Oh.